Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Pete Hartzell, newly minted, ran for mayor, now a full-fledged city council person in Ocean City again.
Yep.
Keith, when you see this race and you see the debate coming up, I don't know if you've been in debates at the city council or the mayor level.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, is it blood sport in Ocean City, the debate?
Well, they try to make it a forum, but, it gets a little lively. It goes back and forth. So it's kind of my forte. I really enjoy it. But this thing coming up, this will be a worldwide event. It's probably the number one thing's ever going to be watched with Biden and Trump. I can't wait. I mean, I'm literally pacing we've got it marked all over the house when it is. And
I wanted Trump Hillary too, as you know. I mean, that would have been particularly the walk around debate with the two of them.
Yeah.
That was must see. But this one, I think, is going to be President Trump is going to be a much, you can see it already what he's doing. There's not going to be a lot of fireworks or whatever. I'm hoping he's talking policy. He's going to be funny, too, and what he did in the South Bronx. Be funny in a way that is not attacking Biden necessarily. And let's lift up Biden. Biden can't have a low bar. If he stands there for 90 minutes, he wins.
Yeah.
That's where we are at this point. If he doesn't walk off in some crazy way, we can't have that kind of bar. Anything else that you see, that people you run into and you're watching this that you want to see Trump do?
Well, I just think that you're 100% correct. When he wants to, he's a really nice guy. Our commissioner here, Bobby Barr, just elected, actually met him when Van Drew switched. He was with him in the Oval Office and actually was by himself with President Trump for a while. And just said he's the nicest guy in the world. Not only that, he spent most of the time talking to Bobby about him, not about himself. Very engaging, that type of guy, legitimate, real. Communicates well with people. Everything that we've been told is exactly the opposite of how this guy is when you're with him. And if anybody's had the pleasure, which I have not, but everybody that I talk to says, oh my God, he's one of the nicest people in the world. And he just really seems to care. So I think that's in him. I think that he's got a unique ability to speak to people at all levels. Anybody that's worked for him likes him. Loves him. So all this stuff about he was this, that, and the other thing in Atlantic City, I'm on the radio once a week in this market that lasts 20 years. I always ask, somebody call and tell me something bad. Mm-hmm. Tell me somebody he harassed. Tell me a time that he was a racist. It does not happen, folks. A lot of this is made up. We know this from living in this area. We know it 100% to be true that the guy's a stellar guy, stellar business person, stellar guy in the community. So I'm looking for him to bring that out. And I think he knows that. Now I think he knows it's all on the table. And I also think he knows who he's competing with.
I don't know of two resorts that have a different brand that can coexist, quite like Wildwood and Ocean City. How those two things interlock is something for everyone.
There really is, Dom. There is something for everybody. Actually, up and down the whole coast, and that was one of the things that Curtis Bashall said when he was running the tourism here. It was so important that each and every one of us have a brand that runs together. So, and we try to do that. We try to promote one another because we should. And that's just how it is. And those kind of relationships are great. We do have a pops up there, so we have a full-blown orchestra. We have a theater company that has off-Broadway shows. Right. And we also have a concert series. So we do something a little different. It's generally a little bit more family-oriented. Obviously, we don't have anything that's being served here or there, right? So as far as the town being dry. But it really does work. If you want to come down for some great rock and roll, country entertainment, this is a spot you're going to pick. You're going to come to Wildwood. And we're okay with that. Because you're going to come down, come back. Some other people are going to come up. So it's how it works. And
I want a little tension here between you guys.
Yeah, you're not getting any.
A nice brawl here in Mulligan's would give me some play. His book, Nothing But Gratitude, Reflections of My Life in Ocean City, Faith, Family, and Friends. Just thumbing through it as the show going on here today. Thanks to Keith for coming out and always being there when anything good or not so good happens in Ocean City, where it's always 75 to 78 degrees and sunny. Funny how that works. Thank you, Keith. And again, get the book, Nothing But Gratitude.
Thank you,
with Keith Hartzell.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.